Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. I'm Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom NLI Coaching. And I want to thank everybody who's ever listened to this show, and I want to thank the world for allowing me the talent and God. But tonight I want to get into something that's expanded me more than anything I've ever done. There's two things. One is I realized expansion comes with an outside, with somebody you trust in the outside to ask you questions you weren't. And I've had the privilege to have several people I've met over the last several months. And Claim Your Thunder down in Florida with Linda Van Haver really opened my eyes. But it's really allowing that person to come into your life and really allow yourself to expand and really energize the wise within yourself. And that is where I've really expanded, because they see things I can't. And they understand things I can't. But here's something else, is they actually go deep inside me and make me look at things that were too painful and I thought weren't there. And they really are there. And once you can see this, you can really see different things to do with yourself. But I really expanded when I started listening to other people and let go of my know-it-all fall. Because the more you know, the less you go, and the more you listen, the more you glisten. And it really comes down to that. But the thing I've done most, and the most honorable thing for me, is I listen to myself and I admit I have challenges inside myself. I call it my admit it to get it. And I really have to admit it to get it. You have to admit everything you hold within inside of yourself that really disconnects you from your own inner greatness. It's something that I've really opened up to. The biggest fear I realized I have is understanding and trusting my own ability. Yeah, we can all say this and we can all say that, but it isn't going to happen until you have the guts to let go of what you know and think you're going to know your way to your dreams. Your dreams are in a place you've never been. So how can you know your way to your dreams? All you're going to do when you know your dreams and know everything is you just frustrate yourself. And that's what we do. We do that a lot, and we do it good. And it's really about telling yourself how to do it. But it's really showing yourself the way. And that's the biggest thing in the world, is being willing to show yourself the way. And when you can do that, you can really get into yourself. But it really comes down to admitting the fears you have. And when somebody sets an intention and they make it big, there is trepidation and a newness. And that's where we really get in trouble. Our challenges lie. It's because it's what we are doing that we're afraid to do, because it's all new to us. Your dreams are new, and they're deep, and they're not in a book. And that's the thing about a dream. They're not in books. They're in your heart. And as you go through this, it's about letting go and to experience the dream, because the dream, who knows what it is? It's just something that was in the subconscious. But that's the subconscious mind. That's the subconscious mind telling you your own omnipotence, and that's unconquerable power. But it's the freedom within you choose to experience, and things you feel you choose to do is about opening up the enterprising wise of who you are and everything else. It's really about engaging in that inner sphere and really doing things and moving life forward and allowing life to become what you really choose it to be. And it's just not about playing the game of somebody else, and am I doing what society thinks? Am I doing what the books think? No, it's about admitting you have a fear of being defiantly different, and your dreams are unique to you, and everything that's happened in your life is unique to you. And that's what you really have to open up and understand. Your unique magnificence opens up your entrepreneurial wise to walk your dreams. Because really a dream is an entrepreneur in action. And that's what a dreamer is. It's not about knowing what you know or doing what you do. It's about opening up to be free to what you do and how you do it. And as you do this, you're going to start seeing a different you and a different person. And, you know, that's something I'm really starting to understand. Who's you? When you write, let go of punctuating your personal stuff, because the subconscious mind has been used, punctuation has been used to control the subconscious mind. And that's something that I've really opened up to, is I've really tried to do things instead of engaging and listening to move forward. But it was admitting my hard-headedness to listen. I wouldn't listen. It come down to admitting it. And to admit there's other people out there that can help move me forward when I choose to play in a different, in their deal. And when you open up, you really expand different things. And you really quit being your own fear monger. That's the biggest thing, the biggest fear monger. That's who we are, because we've been taught to realize that fear is a big deal, but fear is just an emotional attachment ruining your dreams that you've bought into. And you have bought into what society has taught you in the school system, and that's what we're supposed to do. But that is where we fail, because it isn't the school system. It isn't that. It's they didn't understand that they're the seer, and the little things they did to try to, they tried to do the things, and they tried to get you to use comparison to try to hurt. And really, it really comes down to them putting a scar inside. And they did not do it intentionally. They did it by not understanding what was going on. All they ever did was what they was taught. And but we're living in an era now where we can unteach the preach and unpreach the teach by opening up different things. So what is it that you choose to experience, but you have a fear and you won't admit you have the fear? That's what this all comes down to, is admitting you have the fear. And that's the fun part of it. Admitting you have the fear to experience life. What is it that you really, really allow the books and all the school system and everything in your life to be what do you think that you really choose to be, but you listen to other people and they're the ones really controlling you rather than you facilitating your life? That's what this is coming down to, is what are you going to facilitate to expand your life and move your life forward? See, that's something I did when I started allowing other people to be my teachers. Oh, I mean, I'm not talking about going through the motions. I'm talking about letting it go inside and submit yourself. What you don't know will open out the flow and the glow. So what is it that's deep inside you that you really want to express to the world, but your own inner self is holding you back because it's admitting, I don't know. Three most powerful words when a challenge hits is I don't know. Because we don't know. And the dream is really I don't know, because I've never been in the dream. All I know is I've been told dreams aren't true and dreams can't come true by a society that's afraid to dream and expand. That's the key. We're afraid to expand, but we're really ready to engage and change because nothing really happens in change. Change is what goes on when you spend a dollar and you get money back. Expand is when you have to let go of something and step into another paradigm. And you really, really start looking at life in a bold new way. And I do mine with a poetic rhyme because it goes into the subconscious mind and expands. And that is something that's all new. And if I ever get it figured out, I'll teach it more. But that's what I'm really starting to understand. I expanded poetic rhymes to expand. And it kind of comes down to this. I come up with this today. Hell yeah, I love this day. Experiencing heaven on earth, loving life, yesing everything, appreciating, having fun this day because I chose to dare, astute Yahweh to flow out of my inner self, to play on my fields of prosperity. Because when you choose to play in them fields of prosperity, you really unleash a newborn nirvana within yourself. When you want to experience peace, experience it inside yourself first. And that really opens up new things in a new way. But it's about letting go of the old to be bold in the new. And that's what rhymes do, because they go in and they go straight into the subliminal mind. And they play where you've never been. If you want to dream, dream in rhymes. Because when you dream in rhymes, you're chiming the rhyme in the subliminal mind. Understand, I can expand and say everything in the world in first person. And you'll be the person experiencing the chiming of the rhymes of your divine. And that'll open you up to a broad new way. And that's what's happened to me since I chose to let somebody else dig into things I knew were there, but I couldn't get a hold of because there was pain ingrained, and that's where it's at. You got to let go of the ingrained pain to expand. And when I started admitting it, and I mean just admitting it, that I had challenges and I had this, it opened up a free-for-all of new for me. And something else I realized when I first got into coaching, speaking, writing, I thought being that I was a coach, I was pretty much the know-it-all. Well, I was all right. I was a know-it-all crawl, and I was crawling through life. Now that I realize and I've opened up that everybody is my equal, there's no sequel to yesterday. There's only the continuous now to open to my wow. And that is where life is experienced in a whole new way. But it's about having fun doing this. And it's about the simple things of life. And that's where this is at. You know, it's about engaging in your inner self to develop that inner peace that's yours. And it's about engaging in where you've never been before. And it's all right to find somebody to help you open out and really, really open out something new in your life. Because when you're sharing this, you're sharing your heart with the world. And it's really about what you don't know. And how are you going to meet your wisdom in the I don't know, the flow and the glow? That's what it is. But when you can sit down and look at yourself in the mirror and just say, I don't know, but you're ready to flow and the glow. So, and that's what happened to me when I started admitting my challenges. I admitted I don't know. And I admitted I had jealousy and anger and frustration and all this other stuff. And, you know, something I've expanded into, and I'll tell you, the hardest thing I ever did was feature the male ego. And I'm still not there. But it's a work. It's an expansion, being energized every day. It's fearing that egotistical arrogance that I encompass. And, you know, I encompass the wise and the greatness and the grandeur to be unique in the world. And as I really embellish this, I really open out a whole new way of living. And you, as a human, everybody in life has the same opportunity, only on a different path. The opportunity to hop the ops or sail to the port of your choosing comes when you quit trying to be everything for everybody and realize if you can have 2% of the people as friends, that's 75 million people. That's a lot of friends. And let go of the ones that are going to try to keep you in the mundane of where they're at. See, that's something I really understand it now. My friends, some of my friends I thought were friends really just wanted me to stay where they're at. And they could keep saying that, but you know what? It's an easy thing. I let go of who's ever going to hold me back. And, you know, the only one that can hold me back when I figured it out was me. And that was because I was unwilling to listen. And now that I've opened up to listening, I can just about go to every challenge I've ever had and realize it was listening that got me in trouble. I refused to listen because I had to be a know-it-all. You can't be a know-it-all and live your dreams. You got to let go of the know-it-all to have the ball and the festivities of your dreams. And that is really where it is just being free and having the guts to say and admit it, I don't know. That's okay not to know. It's okay for everything. Today is the new way. It's not a new beginning. It's just a new way to experience life. And it's really about engaging in that person who you are. Let that talent flow and let your egotistical arrogance get a little shaky and quivered and really be willing to listen to life and really be in the flow of the glow of your galvanizing greatness. Because you are one of the conduits to expand the world. All the people of the world are the assets of the world. And that is just a phenomenal thing to understand. And you know, the thing I love most about life, it doesn't matter about today. It only matters about tomorrow. It don't even matter about tomorrow. It matters right now. The wow of now is the power of tomorrow. Because tomorrow, if you're thinking of tomorrow, you're going sour today, but sorrowing today. You'll live in sorrow today if you're thinking about tomorrow. It's about letting go of the sorrow to be the debonair flair of today. And it's admitting the challenges that you have. We all have challenges. I don't care what challenge, who it is, from Obama to Putin to Tony Robbins to me. We all have a challenge, and it's all about everything else. It's only about you, your dreams, and experience in life your way. Or, the way I say it, it's about experiencing life my way. Say that, I experience life my way. And see how that engages that inner seer and let go of the fright of the light. It's about opening up your life to be free today. Because I love this day in every way. And I really do love this day, and I love life. And, you know, now I want to talk about my new book, My Visionary I Am. It's My Visionary I Am is a book. It's on my web, my author's page. It's amazon.com/author/Robert A. Wilson, all slower case. But it's about opening up the visionary I am. And that's my visionary I am. And I write everything in first person. Fear is my friend is wrote in first person. Holiday Wisdom. I've learned to say everything in first person because the subconscious mind does not know you. It knows me, my, I. It knows itself. And that's the image it has. And so you want to write that image in your legacy to leave a legend here. And a legend means my legacy expands. Newborn genius every day, naturally decreeing I'm free all the time because I'm divine in every way. But I chime the rhyme in the subliminal mind just to understand I untie the lies to fly. And the lies I untie are my lies I've told myself because I've let other people be bold for me. So we really open up and really do new things when you can admit it. And that's probably the most generous thing I've ever did to myself is to admit it, I didn't get it. And that's really what happened today is I just admitted I didn't get it. But that's only because I was afraid of life in every way. Because I was afraid to say what I thought and afraid to do this because somebody might think something. Well, if they ain't thinking, if they ain't being challenged in their thoughts about you, you're not living big enough. And I don't mean you have to be hated and you have to be this. All you have to be is open to experience life. In every way. Life is what happens when you're too busy keeping up with the Joneses. But life is experienced when you're living your dreams. And that really makes sense when you figure it out. And you really ask yourself to be free, to be see who you are. But it opens people's eyes to experience life in every way. because I'm never afraid to expand through a situation or listen to it. And really engage in who I am. Because the more I listen, the more I engage in me. And I like that part of life. I really, really do. And that's what fear is, my friend. Expanding astute revelations opens you up to go deep within yourself to see the fears that you encompass. You know, we're all so afraid of each other, and somebody may know something. And when I could admit that, and I could admit that there's people out there that know enough to expand my life, whose life become easy? Mine. I really like that idea of my life being easy. Not sleazy, but easy. You know, my egotistical arrogance I had really made my life a challenge because I always had to do something that I never knew I had to do. It made my life difficult because I was always controversial. I still like controversy. But I like expanding controversy, and that's conversation. But, I mean, I always was afraid to admit when somebody else didn't know anything. Now it's becoming easier to have more fun. Because life is fun when you quit having to be everything. And I just moved my website to HostGator today, so everything will be down for a little bit. But my website's cowboy-wisdom.com. And I really expand into different things now because I'm really ready to engage in what other people understand just to expand my life. And that's the biggest thing there is. And I'm really, really concentrating on saying good things about everybody. And I'm really making that a vocal point because I have no right to talk bad about anybody because if I do, I took that right away from me. And I really, really am engaging in life and having fun in the sun. You know, life is freedom when you quit being the know-it-all. And that's where I was in my life. I ain't kidding you. I'm not saying anything I didn't know. And that's admitting it to the world. And, you know, it's become fun. But now it's something that happens. I pick it up in others quickly. And it really makes me feel good because I was there. But now I understand how I got to be the teacher to expand them to see it. But you got to admit it to get it. That's a big thing. And when you don't admit it, you don't get it. And that's where life is. If you don't admit it, you can't get it. And you can't experience your dream. You'll disallow your dreams coming into your life. And that's what my books do, is they make you look in, and they're a vibrational poetry, and they really expand you with the vibrations. When you get done reading them, you really experience a different thing in a different way. And, you know, the thing about life is Uncle Murphy's going to play every day he can. Because Uncle Murphy thinks challenges are good, but the challenges is what makes your heart strong and your character charismatic. So now I'm going to say goodbye, and Thursday night I'll be here again. And I didn't have no guests this week because I just wanted to do it myself this week, and next week I'll start with guests again, or the week after. And we're going to celebrate the 4th of July here on July 4th, Thursday. Anyway, we'll talk to you later. Everybody have a good night. And my website is cowboy-wisdom.com. My email is cowboy, cowbywsdm@gmail.com. And my phone number is 702-755-9410. And I bid you all good night.